On this Thanksgiving weekend, there is so much to be thankful for, especially for the Massillon Perry Panthers as they win tonight's state semifinals against the Hudson Explorers with a final score of 10-7 in this week's High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank. Both teams had huge offensive run teams and huge defenses that make big plays. But John, specifically, what did you see that helped the Perry Panthers get tonight's victory?
Well, you said it. Both teams ran the ball, efficiently tonight and throughout the season. That's what got them here. Both defenses really stood out tonight, especially Perry's defense. They only gave up 7 points to Hudson. I think they've only given up 28 points the past 6 weeks. Perry's defense played with exceptional speed tonight. They had 2 interceptions. They had a blocked field goal on special teams. And defense wins championships. And now they have an opportunity to go play in Columbus for a state title.
Tonight's matchup between the Panthers and the Explorers showcased two offenses dependent on their own but known by their defenses. Hudson and Massillon Perry had only given up more than 17 points in one game each this season. The Panthers started with the ball but quickly went 3 and out. As the Explorers took over, they moved the ball behind running backs Matt Restifo and Roman Moreno, along with a huge 36-yard pass to Restifo in those rainy conditions. They drove the ball down to the 27-yard line, going for a field goal, but the wind and the rain kept it short and the game was scoreless. At the end of the first quarter, the Panthers got the ball back and, on a 15-play drive behind tail and running back Tavon Cleveland and Kayshawn Sims, the Panthers went from the 49-yard line all the way down to the 2. With a 4th-and-1 at the 2-yard line, the Panthers went for it, giving them the inches they needed. Then, on a 2-yard run by Kayshawn Sims, Massillon Perry got in the end zone with our first score of the night with 6:22 left in the half. With under 2 minutes to go and with the ball back, the Explorers turned to a pass game, trying quickly to get the ball down the field and score before the half. With a 5-yard pass to Nate Mendez, a 13-yard pass to Adam Hellick, and a 5-yard quarterback keeper from Jackson Parker, it looked like it was moving, but a bad snap followed by an incomplete pass made it 4th-and-7, and Hudson wasn't able to get the field goal again, leaving the score 7-0, Panthers at the half. Towards the end of the third quarter, with the score still 7-0, the Panthers needed a big play. And with a snap to Sims and a handoff to Cleveland, he took the ball and threw a 44-yard pass to, yes, quarterback Max Baker, all the way down to the 12-yard line. 4 plays later, the Panthers kicked a field goal, increasing their lead to 10-0, making it our play like a Brown moment of the game. With the ball back, the Explorers strung some pass plays to try and move the ball, but in consecutive possessions, a pass was intercepted by a Panther, first Robbie Kachar and then Tavon Cleveland. As the clock ticked down, the Explorers kept trying, and after a blocked punt by Joey Palumbo and a recovery by Enrique Rodriguez, the Explorers had the ball at the Panthers' 22. With a 24-yard pass to Restifo for the touchdown, it was now 10-7, and there was still 2:40 left to play. Hudson attempted the onside kick, but it was recovered by a Panther, Zach Blackenstone. 4 plays later, it's 4th-and-1 at the 42-yard line, and our MVP Sims was handed the ball, converting the 4th down and keeping the Explorers off the field, securing their victory and state semifinal title.
I mean, just the way the kids have come back and their resiliency, and it was pretty discouraging 3 years ago. And all these kids played, you know. And to go from 0-10 to a chance to play for the state title is pretty neat, isn't it?
We just play as a team. We came together like week 2. So
what an exciting game tonight, coming down to the final seconds, and good luck next week to the Massillon Perry Panthers as they play for that state championship title down at The Ohio State University Shoe. Make sure to follow us on Twitter @BrownsYouthFootball for all your youth football updates. We'll see you later.